Why three titles to the once divided kingdom? Question number 41. Will you please explain the difference in the terms Judah, Ephraim, and Israel? Answer. In its original and strictest denotation, the term Israel designated the children of Israel, from the days of Jacob their father, to the end of the reign of King Solomon. It will be remembered, however, that after Solomon's death, the kingdom was rent in twain 1 Kings 11:11, 12, chapter 12, 19, 20, 21. The one division, composed of the two tribes, occupied the southern portion of the promised land, while the other division, composed of the 10 tribes, occupied the northern portion. The former took the title Judah, because the tribe of Judah ruled over it. The latter took the title Israel, because it was comprised of the majority of the tribes. To this 10 tribe kingdom, therefore, the term Israel applies when used in its secondary acceptation, excluding the two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. The term Ephraim, in the collective sense, also designates the 10 tribes, or northern kingdom Isaiah 7:1-2, because the tribe of Ephraim ruled over it. Thus the eponyms Israel when used exclusively of the 10 tribes and Ephraim are applicable to the northern division, and the eponym Judah to the southern division, of God's ancient people.